From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police said they conducted raids at multiple locations in the wake of the downtown Jakarta fatal attack the previous day. Some of those who were targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in Jakarta, and he describes a vigil held there Friday.
There was one back at the site of the attack. They united under a banner. This was an ad hoc group that was quickly formed. And their banner read, "We are not afraid." They were also quite a bit defiant with some yelling, "Kill the terrorists," and that sort of thing. But for others there, it was a time for prayers. They left roses right in front of the Starbucks where there had been some casualties.
Indonesia's national police chief revealed on Friday that one of the perpetrators who died Thursday had previously been arrested for possessing ammunition during a visit to the country by U.S. President Barack Obama. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Ade, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Witnesses told VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire. This is VOA News. An official in Sierra Leone says a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus just a day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The WHO said in a statement Friday that it confirms the Ebola case in Sierra Leone, which was detected in the body of a woman who became ill and died earlier this month. On Thursday, the World Health Organization, at a news briefing in Geneva, announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak were considered Ebola-free. WHO Emergency Response Director Rick Brennan cautioned that the Ebola risk remains.
We've learned a lot about the Ebola virus over the last year or two. And what we have observed is that the virus can persist in the body fluids of a proportion of survivors. Most importantly, it can persist in the semen of male survivors for a period of up to 12 months.
The WHO tells the French news agency that the victim was a 22-year-old female student who had taken ill near the Guinean border Thursday last week and died on Tuesday. The top Republican presidential contenders clashed over foreign policy and economic issues Thursday, as well as at each other in their sixth debate, this one held in South Carolina. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
There was a smaller field of candidates on hand for the South Carolina debate, and it led to a number of lively exchanges among the contenders. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush challenged frontrunner Donald Trump over his proposal to ban non-American Muslims from coming to the United States.
I hope you reconsider this because this policy is a policy that makes it impossible to build the coalition necessary to take out ISIS.
I want security for this country. We have a serious problem with, as you know, with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem. It's not only a problem here, it's a problem all over the world.
As a group, there was widespread condemnation of President Obama's foreign policy and warnings that Democrat Hillary Clinton would continue them. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
India's capital is ending its car experiment Friday that was designed to reduce the city's record-breaking air pollution. The experiment, which began at the beginning of the year in New Delhi, required cars with even and odd-numbered license plates to be on the roads at different times. The Delhi government said the city's pollution dropped by more than 50% during the past 2 weeks. However, it was not immediately clear how the results were measured or whether the odd-even scheme could become permanent. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.